兄姐妹，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣，我们满心的感谢你。
The Lord Jesus who loves us, we thank you.
若不是你的缘故，我们没有一个人能够在这里。
If it's not because of you, none of us could be here.
我们也不愿意来。
We do not willing to come.
我们也不会不能来。
We cannot come.
但是主，因为你自己为我们舍命。
Because you have sacrificed yourself for us.
叫我们能够看到我们自己是个蒙恩得救的。
So that we can see ourselves as a blessed.
我们看见我们自己是个罪人。
We see ourselves as sinners.
我们承认我们自己是个罪人。
We confess ourselves as sinners.
只能靠着你的救恩来到你的面前。
We can only come before you by your grace and set us.
你不停地向我们施怜悯。
And you have continually given us your mercy.
是恩典。
And your grace.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么你们这一节圣经会背了，对不对？
Now you can recite this verse, right?
虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are those poor in spirit.
然后呢？
What comes afterwards?
因为天国是他们的。
Because the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
那么刚才我们在读经的时候，从第一节到第二节就告诉我们，那耶稣是在什么样的情况跟他们讲这些事情。
When we just read the passage, it tells us under what circumstances.And verse 1 and 2 that Jesus taught this.
所以我们很感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
那么今年教会着重的是基督徒的生活。
For this year, the emphasis on Christian life.
那么基督徒的生活跟读经是分不开的。
So you cannot separate reading the Bible from Christian life.
读神的话跟我们的生活是分不开的。
We cannot separate how when we read the words of God and how we live our Christian life.
因为神的话就是生命。
Because God's word is life.
主耶稣他讲，他说我对你们所说的话是灵，是生命。
Because Jesus told us what I have said to you is spirit and is life.
我也很感谢神呢。这个金明弟兄寄给我，他每一个月都会寄给我你们读经的情形。
I thank God for Brother Jimmy. Every month he will send me the records of those who are reading the Bible.
我很感谢神，你们去年有15个还是16个，15位弟兄姐妹把圣经从头到尾读了一遍。
I thank God that there are 15 of you last year read the Bible completely in one year.
你知道你读神的话，首先不讲别人，对你来讲是最有好处的。
So you know that when you read God's words, you are the one who will benefit the most.
我们教会总我们大概平常就是五六十个弟兄姐妹。
We usually have about 50 to 60 brothers and sisters.
那我相信十五位能够读完，这是神的恩典。
I believe the 15 of you that can complete the reading is the grace of God.
我相信神会祝福你们。
I believe God will bless you.
我也盼望鼓励弟兄姐妹你说如果你去年你登记了。
I encourage those who registered last year,
但是没有念完,
but did not complete it.
也不要灰心。
Don't be discouraged.
这是一个很普遍的事情。
This is a very common occurrence.
那么我们在教会里面，我们常常发现，很多弟兄姐妹，我们很少读经的。
I discover in our church many of the brothers they don't read the Bible regularly.
真的是有很多弟兄姐妹信主很久，圣经可能从来没有读过一遍。
There are many believers for a long time but have not read the Bible completely once.
那么你们有15位读完。
So you have 15 completed.
这是神的祝福。
This is God's blessing.
我也鼓励你们今年继续的。
I also encourage you to continue this year.
一年，每一年读一遍，每一年读一遍。
So every year you read once completely.
那么这些没有读完的。
For those who did not complete.
今年再读啊。
Continue to read this year.
神的话是永远不会改变的。
God's words will never change.
神的话是有能力的。
But God's words has power.
我记得我们以前在查经班的时候
I remember when I was in a Bible study
我们查经班大概有八十几个人
There's about 80 people in the class
那么我们每次、我们有一年我们就邀请弟兄姐妹读经
So one year we require all the brothers and sisters to read the Bible
我们一年有大概是四十个人登记
There was 40 registered for that year
我们都很兴奋、啊、
We're very excited
结果呢到了年尾我们那时候还是每一个月给他一次读经的表格
We give them a chart every month
接着提醒他们
And remind them
那么到了年尾的时候
By the end of the year
你们猜猜有多少人读完了
What do you think? How many completed?
韶光不要讲因为我告诉你们
Don't ask 韶光 he knew
你知道我们只有两个人读完
Only two completed
那么第二年我们就说我们也很失望、啊、我们也很灰心
So we were discouraged
但是神就叫我们不要灰心
God told us not to be discouraged
我们再问他们今年要不要读
Then second year we asked them Do you want to read again?
他们说好我们再来一遍
They said yes we'll do it
我们这一次登记的有45个人
This time we have 45 people registered
我还是用同样的方法
We use the same method
但是神在年尾的时候让我们有37位读完
But at the end of that year The 37 by the grace of God completed.
你知道那一年就是神改变我们查经班的那一年。
That is the year that God changed our Bible study class.
神把得救的人加在我们查经班里面。
God has added the saved people in our class.
让我们弟兄姐妹能够成长。
So that we may grow.
所以弟兄姐妹不要灰心。
So don't be discouraged, brothers and sisters.
年纪大的、年纪轻的都一样。
Old and young is the same.
如果你从现在开始读经的话
If you begin to read today,
十年你就读了十遍。
In 10 years, you've read it 10 times.
这差别很大的。
There's a big difference.
我们要对神的话有信心。
We need our faith in God's words.
那么我们今年教会是要着重的是基督徒的生活。
So this year, our emphasis in our church is on Christian living.
那么，我们基督徒的生活跟我们读神的话很有关系。
There's a relationship between our life, Christian life, and how we read God's words.
那么基督徒的生活跟我们所信仰的教义的教导也是有关系。
So the Christian life is also related to the doctrine and the teaching of the Bible.
就像保罗写的书信一样。
Just like the epistles of Paul.
像罗马书，他写了16章。
Like the book of Romans, there are 16 chapters.
那么从第一章一直到第十一章，它都是讲关于神或者是神所做的事情。
From chapter 1 to 11, he talks about what God has done and God himself.
就是讲到教义。
Talk about the doctrine.
但是他到了第十二章的时候。
But when you get to chapter 12,
教义都讲完了。
He had completed the doctrine.
然后他到了十二章的时候，他就说：“所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。”
That's when they come to chapter 12. He says that, brothers and sisters, I encourage you in the mercy of God to present yourself as living sacrifice.
这个他就讲到生活。
Here he talks about a life.
教义我们一定要很纯正。
So the doctrine must be accurate.
要做照着圣经上的教导。
We have to be according to the teaching of the Bible.
然后保罗就让我们看见我们应该怎么样生活。
And then Paul taught us how to live our lives.
以弗所书也是一样。
The same for the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章到第三章讲到教义。
So in Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 3 talk about doctrine again.
讲到神的神性。
Talk the deity of God.
讲到神的作为。
Talk the God's deeds.
然后他到了第四章的时候他才讲到基督徒的生活。
When he came to chapter 4, began to talk about Christian life.
所以我们晓得基督徒的生活建立在纯正的教义上面。
So the Christian life is built upon the solid, accurate doctrine.
那就是我们的信仰要纯正。
So our faith must be true.
要正确。
Must be accurate.
我们的生活才会跟着来。
Then our lives shall follow.
第二个我们要想到的就是以色列当以色列人从出埃及哈他们在埃及过一种奴隶的生活
So the second we need to think when the Israelites lived a slave's life in Egypt
神救他们出来
God saved them
然后经过了红海
They passed through the Red Sea
那么这个红海的事情我们都知道对不对
We all know the Red Sea event.
这个法老跟他所有的兵丁全部都被淹死在红海里面。
So all the soldiers of Pharaoh was drowned in the sea.
那么这就让我们看见他们就脱离了埃及为奴的生活那种环境。
So let us see how they escaped the life of slaves in Egypt.
他们从奴隶的身份变成了自由的身份。
So they from being a slave become a free man.
变成神的选民。
Become God's chosen people.
然后神马上就带他们到西乃山。
So God took them right to Sinai.
神在那里透过摩西把律法颁布给他们。
So through Moses, God gave them the Ten Commandments.
为什么要颁布律法给他们？
Why would God give them the commandments?
因为他们过去他们不知道神到底是怎么样的。
Because they did not know what is God in the past.
他们也不知道神喜欢什么事情。
They do not know what pleases God.
他们也不知道神要他们怎么样在这个地上过活。
They don't know what God required them to live on earth.
所以神预备他们怎么样进到迦南地过一种生活，可以在人的面前把神见证出来。
So they taught them, prepared them, so when they enter Canaan, they can testify for God.
马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章，我们叫做登山宝训。
So Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, we called Mount Sermon on the Mount.
其实就是主耶稣在那里解释律法。
It's the Lord explained to them the law.
就是其实就是主耶稣在那里告诉我们，我们信了主之后，我们应该怎么样生活。
It's God, the Lord Jesus taught us. Once we become believers, how do we live our life?
我觉得很有意思的一件事情。
I think it's very interesting.
我们刚才念希伯来书第十章的时候。
When we just read chapter 10 of Hebrews.
我们看见因为那些旧的律法，因为人的罪，所以已经失去了它的功用。
So the old law lost the effectiveness because of the sin of people.
不是因为律法没有作用。
It's not because the law is useless.
那是因为人的罪。
Because of people's sin.
所以神借着先知耶利米在他的书里面就告诉他们，他说我要改变我的方法。
That's why God through prophet Jeremiah taught the way I need to change.
他说我不再是像当初牵着他们的手领他们出埃及，然后颁布律法给他们。
I will no longer will lead their hands to out of Egypt, but give them the law.
他说我以后我要把我的律法写在他们的心板上面。
I will write my law on their heart.
不再是写在律法石头上面。
No longer write the law on the rock.
所以如果你仔细去看这个去读马太福音五六七三章的时候。
If you carefully read chapter 5, 6 and 7 of Matthew.
你就会发现主耶稣他很强调是在心里面的。
So you will see it. The Lord emphasized our hearts.
比方讲说，他在马太福音第五章讲到不可奸淫。
And over chapter 5, it says, do not commit adultery.
那么他说，你们听见有话说不可奸淫哈。
So you have heard shall not commit adultery.
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
But I tell you, those who have lust in their mind, they have committed adultery.
其他都给我们看到同样的一个方式。
He was also in the same way he taught us.
然后接下去他就告在第六章的时候，他就告诉他们你要做什么，要祷告啊，关于这些事情。都是注重在心里面的。
So in chapter 6 telling you that you need to pray, all these things emphasize what's inside our hearts.
有很多人在读马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章的时候，就觉得说，哎呀，这个一定是将来的事情。
So many people read chapter 5, 6 and 7 and say, this is the future events.
有谁能够做得到啊？
Who can do all this?
真的是没有人可以做得到。
No one can really accomplish.
所以我就在想说，这个是主耶稣他让我们知道你们必须要靠着圣灵把我的律法放在你们的心里面，你们才可以做得到。
So I was thinking that the Lord is telling us only through the Holy Spirit put the law in our mind, then we can do it.
我没有办法把登山宝训全部讲完了。
I cannot complete just one Sermon on the Mount.
如果真的是要讲的话，那我不晓得要在这里讲几年哈。
I don't know how many years it's going to take to complete the teaching.
不过至少我们可以把马太福音把八福讲完哈。
I think we can at least finish the eight blessings.
我盼望这些事情让我们真的是弟兄姐妹能够认识到一件事情，我们今天在这个世界上活着，那么神已经告诉我们我们应该怎么样活着。
So we need to understand that God tells us how to live in this world today.
所以我们今天我们看八福中的第一福。
So today we see the first blessing of the eight.
他说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
当你读这一句话的时候，什么字跳进你的眼里面？
So when you read this verse, what come to you?
什么字啊？
What word come to you?
是不是福啊？
It's a blessing.
我们中国人都很喜欢要福哈。
We Chinese like blessings.
这个福是每一个民族都会讲的，只是用不同的字而已啊。
So every nation talk about the blessing, but the different words.
我们什么节日马上就要到了。
What kind of festival is coming up?
什么节日啊？
What is it?
春节啊。
The spring festival.
我们春节求什么？
What do we seek in during spring festival?
啊，求福是不是啊？
We ask for blessings, right?
以前的天子哈，以前在人还没有拜偶像的时候，中国人以前后汉东汉明帝以前呢，这个天子是不拜偶像的。
You know, before the Han Dynasty, the heavenly sun, 天子 who does not worship idol.
他们每年的时候要为整个国家祈福。
So they would ask blessings for all the country, entire country.
新春求福哈。
So during the spring festival, they seek blessings.
所以在北京有一个天坛，是不是啊？
So there is a heavenly temple in Beijing.
那里面没有偶像。
There's no idol in it.
那里面只能拜天的。
They can only worship the sky, the heaven.
一直到后来，这个。佛教传进来之后
After Buddhism came to China,
那么皇帝开始用猪拜天
So then the king, the emperor would all worship heaven with pigs.
以前都是用牛羊
In the past, we used cows and the sheep.
这跟圣经上很像
Pretty similar to the Bible.
不过 anyway, 我们在新春的时候我们求福
So we seek blessing during the spring.
我们希望福能够到，对不对？
We hope the blessings will come.
所以我们特地写一个福字，然后把它怎么样倒过来贴着。
So we write the word blessing and we post it upside down. So means it's 到。
福到了。
Blessing arrived.
我记得我以前小的时候，那时候我父母亲没有跟我解释这个事情。
When I was young, my parents did not explain this to me.
所以有一次我就去我们邻居一个家里面。
Once I went to a neighbor's house.
我大概也是大嘴哈 ，big mouth。那我就看那个符倒过来了。
我 thought the word was upside down.
我马上就说：“哎，我说你们这个符倒过来了。”
他说 ：“Hey, your word is upside down.”
哎呀，那个家里面的父母亲是高兴啊！哇，又给我吃糖，又给我吃什么东西的
？So they were so happy. They gave me a lot of candy.
这是我们希望的。
This is what we hope for.
圣经上讲的福呢，是什么福呢
？So what is the blessing that's spoken of in the Bible?
这个希腊字这个福啊，其实呢是来源是用来描述他们神话里面的神，他们的喜乐，他们的高兴，他们的幸运。
So this is the mythology of the Greeks who talk about their joy of their gods and their pleasure.
他们还谈幸运哈。
They all talk about luck.
所以你知道他们的神呢是人造出来的。
So you know that their deities were man-made.
但是这个字很有意思。
The word is very interesting.
这个字所讲的事情呢，就是说这个福啊，就是不受四周的环境影响的。
So this blessing is not influenced by the surrounding environments.
不会因为其他的事情而改变的。
It will not change according to the circumstances.
那么在圣经里面，旧约也讲福。
We know that the Old Testament also talk about the blessings.
那我自己参考了一些书之后，然后我自己从经文上我也发现啊，旧约里面这个福哈是用来描述神的。
So I did some research and references. I think the blessing in the Old Testament describes God.
我们看一下两处经文，你就可以了解了。一处是在诗篇第六十八篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 68.
诗篇第六十八篇三十五节。
Verse 35.
诗篇第六十八篇三十五节。
Psalm 68:35.
我们一起来念好不好
？Well, let's read this together.
神啊
，Oh God,
啊有没有？
到
啊，找到了没有
？Have you found it?
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read.
神啊，你从圣所显为可畏，以色列的神是那将力量全能赐给他百姓的，神是应当称颂的。我们听一下英文是怎么翻的。
Blessed be God.
哎，看到没有？以前我被人家问过这个问题，他说为什么我们还要去祝福？其实不是我们去祝福神，所以中文翻译成神是应当称颂的。
So God needs to be blessed.
所以这个福呢是神的。
So the blessing belongs to God.
我们再看诗篇七十二篇十八节。
Let's go to Psalm 72.
我们中文仍然翻译成，他说神是应当称颂的。
Again, it says, "God blessed be the Lord God."
所以弟兄姐妹。我们没有办法祝福神的，我们怎么可能祝福神？
Now, how can we bless God?
神福就是从他那里来的。
Blessing comes from him.
福只有神才有的。
Only God has blessings.
我自己在想说是神的专利啊。
I think it is God's own priority.
我们只能从神那里得福。
We can only obtain blessing from God.
哦、我们再看一处圣经、啊、在、以弗所书第一章第三节。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3。
以弗所书第一章第三节，我念给你们听、啊、
The pastor will read。
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的什么东西啊？福气。再看彼得后书第一章第四节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 4。
彼得后书啊、对不起，是提摩太前书一章十一节。
First Timothy 1:11。
提摩太前书一章十一节。
First Timothy。
好，我们翻到，我们一起来念，好不好
？Let's read 11。
提摩太前书一章十一节，请。
According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted.
他说这是照着可称颂之神，是不是同样的
According to the glorious gospel of God.
所以这个福圣经上所说的福必须是和神有关系的。
So the blessing mentioned in the Bible has a relationship with God.
是从神那里我们才能得到。
We can only obtain that from God.
而且是永远的。
And it's for eternal.
是不会因环境改变而变化的。
It will not change according to the circumstances.
你不会因为你做了什么事情得罪了神就没有了。
It doesn't matter if you have offended God, you won't lose it.
或者是你的小孩子不听话，那你就没有神的福了。
Or if your children do not obey you, you will not lose blessings.
神把他的福，他就是要给我们。
God wants to give his blessings to us.
所以在这里，主耶稣讲的虚心啊，绝对不是人所说的人的谦虚。
So the poor in heart here is not the humility we're talking about.
决定是和神有关系的。
It's related to God.
所以他告诉我们，虚心是什么呢？就是在灵里面的贫穷。
So what a poor in heart mean? We are poor in spirit.
在灵里面我们是缺乏的。
We are lacking in spirit.
这个字、啊、在圣经里面是用来描述乞丐。
So this used to describe beggars.
换句话讲，就是说我们在灵里面其实就像一个乞丐一样。
So we, in another word, we are like a beggar in our spirit.
如果不是靠着神的施舍
，if it's not because of God's mercy,
我们没有办法从这里面出来的。
We cannot escape from this.
我们没有办法救我们的。
We cannot save ourselves.
就是说我们在属灵的事情上，我们人是破产的。
So we are bankrupted in spiritual things.
这个字当然也用来形容物质上的贫穷。
It also describes the poor poverty in material.
但是我们从前后文，从圣经上其他的地方，我们看见这个地方它是指的属灵上的贫穷。
So from the context, we know this describes the poverty in spiritual life.
灵里面的贫穷有两个层面。
There are two orders in this.
第一个就是我们面对神。
The first when we face God.
就是说这个人当他面对神的时候，他就认识到他自己，他的灵魂是真正是什么样子。
So when we face God, we truly realize what our soul is like.
这个人是迷失的。
This is a lost person.
他是在黑暗里面。
He lives in darkness.
他是没有无助的。
He's helpless.
他是没有希望的。
He's hopeless.
无论是他的文化。
No matter his culture,
他所受的教育,
his education,
他的财务,
his materials,
他的社会地位,
his position in the society,
他在世上的成就,
his accomplishment in the world.
或者是说他在这个世界上曾经行过多少的善事,
it doesn't matter how many good deeds he's done in this world.
他有多少的丰富的知识,
how abundant knowledge he has,
都不能帮助他一点点,
cannot even help him a little.
是我们人的罪导致我们的灵魂破产。
Is our sins bankrupted our soul?
圣经上用什么来描述我们灵魂的光景呢？
So how does the Bible describe our spiritual situation?
就是我们在还没有信主以前。
Before we are believers.
圣经是用死来描述人灵里的贫穷。
So the Bible describe our poverty in spiritual life as death.
我们都很清楚，这个在路加福音十八章里面所讲到的法利赛人和一个税吏的事情。
So we are very clear in Matthew 16 talk about the Pharisees and a tax collector.
这路加福音十八章。
Luke 18.
那么他就讲到这个法利赛人到了神的面前，他站得很高兴啊。
So this Pharisee who came before God, he was very happy.
他觉得他很富有。
He thinks he's very rich.
他就跟神祷告，他说我一个礼拜禁食两次。
He told God that I fast twice a week.
我把我的金钱十分之一奉献给会堂里面。
I offer tithing to the synagogue.
他说我不像这个税吏。
I'm not like this tax collector.
然后那个税吏到了神，到了圣殿里面是怎么样呢？
So what the situation of the tax collector came to the temple?
圣经上告诉我们说他远远地站着。
So he.Stood far away. His chest, pumping his chest. He was very sorrowful. He doesn't think he's deserving. So then God's, Lord Jesus says, this collector is a righteous.
We see
that in Old Testament, the Israelites had the commandments given them God's words. But they cannot obey. So they are poor in spirit. But they do not know it. They think they have. So they have developed their own theory. That's the Pharisees. So they lowered the standard of the law. They think they can lower the standard of the law. So they can be righteous according to their own deeds.
在马可福音第十章那边讲到一个年轻的少年官。
There was a young rich ruler in the book of Mark.
他很有钱。
He is very rich.
他也是一个行善的人。
He is also doing a lot of goodness.
我们从圣经上面看，我们可以知道他的道德很好。
We know that from Bible he is a very moral character.
他说他已经守到了圣经上的律法。
He said he had obeyed all the laws of the Old Testament.
但是神最后问他。
God asked him, last,
你可不可以把你所有的捐给穷人呢？
Will you give all your possessions to the poor?
他说然后你还要来跟从我。
Then you come and follow me.
他不知道他灵里面是贫穷的。
He did not know he was poor in spirit.
因为他的产业很多。
Because he is very rich, a lot of possessions.
你知道圣经上从来没有说有钱是一个罪。
The Bible never said that being rich is a sin.
圣经上也从来没有说你有地位是罪。
The Bible never says if you have high position is sin.
圣经上也从来没有说你在事业上成就是罪。
The Bible never says you have a good accomplishment is a sin. But what is our problem? Because we want the glory come from man.
So these things常会把我们看我们所看到的就是这些短暂的这些表面上的东西。
So what we can see are those who are very temporary, very passing and superficial.
所以我们会觉得我们自己相当不错。
So we think we're pretty good.
我们没有什么需要了。
We do not have any needs.
其实圣经上告诉我们说我们是眼睛是瞎的。
But the Bible says we are dark, we're blind.
我们灵魂的眼睛是瞎的。
The spiritual eye is blind.
我们看不见我们自己是在黑暗里面。
We cannot see ourselves in darkness.
下面我们要思想的为什么保罗为什么主耶稣把这个放在第一幅?
Now we need to think, why did Lord Jesus put this as the first blessing?
我们要想，我们因为人是非常骄傲的。
We need to think that people are very proud.
人不是，你知道，我不是说反对，我也不反对一个人有钱哈。
I'm not against people who have money.
我也不反对人可以有成就。
I'm not against people who have accomplishment.
我也不是反对今天在这个世界上有人会有善行。
I'm not against those people in today may have good deeds.
但是人真的有了这些事情之后，很容易让我们自以为我们有。
So if we have those things, we are easily become or we are self-righteous.
你知道这些东西不是造成我们骄傲的。
So these things does not cause us to be proud.
乃是我们因为我们原来就有骄傲。
It's because we have a pride in ourselves.
所以这些东西就会把我们的骄傲表现出来。
So these things help us manifest our pride.
我们就会把神忘记了。
Then we forget God.
所以马太福音在第十八章第三节那边，主耶稣告诉他们说：“他说我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成像小孩子的样子，断不能进天国。”
So in Matthew 18, Jesus told that if you do not change like the young children, you can never enter the kingdom.
他说：“凡谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。”
So for those who are as humble as these little children, he is the greatest in the kingdom.
所以主耶稣把它放在第一个。
That's why Jesus put this as the first blessing.
因为这个第一个带出了后面的所有的福气。
Because the first blessing bring out all the rest of the blessings.
我们怎么变成一个虚心的人?
How do we become a poor in spirit?
我们没有办法靠着人的。
We cannot tell people.
我们没有办法靠着我们自己。
We cannot do it depending ourselves.
我们怎么样才能变成一个虚心的人是从神开始。
We can only become a poor in heart by God.
我们要看见神是创造宇宙万物的真神。
We need to see that God is a true God who created the universe.
创造人。
And created humans.
圣经上怎么称无神论的人?
How does the Bible call the atheist?
诗篇第十四篇第一节他说只有愚顽人心里面才会说没有神。
So in the Psalm it says only the fools think there's no God.
那么他们为什么这样子讲?
Why do they say that?
我们看一下诗篇第十篇。
The Psalm number 10.
好我们看一下这个圣经啊，所以免得你们以为是我说出来的啊。
Let's read Psalm 10.
诗篇，我们先看诗篇第十四篇。
Psalm 14.
第一节哈。
Verse 1.
他说：“愚顽人心里说没有神，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事，没有一个人行善。”
The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt. They have committed abominable deeds."
第二节，耶和华从天上垂看世人，要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有。
In verse 2, the Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God.
诗篇第十篇。
Let's go to Psalm 10.
第三节，他说：“因为恶人以心愿自夸，贪财的背弃耶和华，并且轻慢他。” 第四节，恶人面带骄傲说，耶和华必不追究他一切所想的，都以为没有神。
Verse 3, for the wicked boasts of his heart's desire, and the greedy man curse and spurns the Lord. Verse 4, the wicked in the haughtiness of his countenance does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. They say this because they want to satisfy their pride.
圣经上告诉我们说，恶人的结局就是灭亡。
So the Bible tells us the consequence of the fools is perishing.
我们灵里面的贫穷，让我们看见我们自己在神面前是一个罪人。
So because of our poor in spirit, so that we may see that we are sinners.
承认我们自己是有罪的。
So we confess that we have sins.
接下去最后，他告诉我们说。虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Then they continue to say, the poor in heart, blessed the poor in heart, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
所以我们晓得得救啊，虚心是得救的，必须要有的。
Thus we know that to be poor in heart is a prerequisite for salvation.
人怎么进天国？
How can we enter kingdom?
必须要重生。
We must be born again.
换句话讲，我们没有一个人能够凭着我们自己的生命来救我们。
In other words, we cannot save ourselves by our own lives.
我们原来的这个生命一定要被改变。
Our old life must be changed.
人不能用任何的办法把我们弄进天国。
There's nothing we can do by ourselves.
只有靠神的办法。
We can only do it according to God's method.
就是信靠主耶稣。和他被钉十字架。
And we need to trust our Lord Jesus and his death on the cross.
我们不但是口里面承认。
Not that we confess in our mouth.
我们而且要心里面相信。
We believe in our heart.
虚心的人，他会承认神的主权。
The poor in heart will admit God's sovereignty.
他会知道他所有的一切都是从神领受而来。
He will know everything he has received from God.
他相信神的话都是真的。
He believes God's words are true.
都是对的。
Are correct.
所以我们不但要读，要记神的话。
Not only we need to read to remember God's words.
而且还要相信。
When we have to believe.
你知道，你如果只是去读，只是去记。
If you just only read and remember.
你只是在这里。
It's only in your head.
在你的脑筋里面。
It's only in your mind, in your head.
只有当你相信的时候。
Only when you believe.
那个神的话就真正的进到你的心里面。
Then God's words will really enter into your heart.
神的话就会占据你所有。
Then God's words will occupy you all.
对，弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
或者我们中间有的人你还没有相信。
Or some of you may not even believing yet.
没有办法用人的方法来得救。
You cannot be saved by the methods of man.
唯一的一个办法就是神的标准。
The only way is using God's standard.
你要做一个虚心的人吗？
Do you want to be a poor in spirit?
你没有办法让你成为一个虚心的人。
You cannot make yourself a poor in spirit.
因为里面有一个骄傲的罪在那个地方。
Because there is a sin of a pride in us.
只有靠着耶稣，他被钉死在十字架上。
Only because Jesus was nailed on the cross.
只有靠着他所受的苦难。
Only through his suffering.
只有靠着他真的是在十字架上所受的苦。
Only because depend on the suffering of
他流的宝血
and the.But blood he shed.
他把他自己当作一个活，当作一个祭，献在神的面前。
So he presented himself as a sacrifice offering before God.
你才能够成为一个虚心的人。
Then we can become poor in heart.
如果你成为一个虚心的人的时候
，If you become a poor in heart and spirit,
就是救恩临到你的时候。
That's the time when the salvation came upon you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
来，我们的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Oh, the Lord Jesus who loves us, we thank you.
感谢你的救恩。
We thank you for your salvation.
感谢你让我们成为一个虚心的人。
We thank you for let us become poor in spirit.
我们原本是很骄傲。
We were proud.
只有看见你的时候，我们才知道我们原来是什么都没有。
Only when we see you, we realize we have nothing.
求你听我们的祷告。
Oh Lord, hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢牧师。